Beautiful music by Stephanie Martin. That was a piece called Nothing Gold Can Stay. It was performed by the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, conducted by Jean-Sébastien Vallée. And it just so happens that we have the pleasure of welcoming Canadian composer Stephanie Martin to Classical Mornings. Stephanie is Professor Emeritus and Senior Scholar of Music at York University, and she's currently the Composer in Residence for the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir for their 25-26 season. Stephanie directs Schola Magdalena, a women's ensemble, is conductor emeritus of Pax Christi Chorale, and was past director of music at the historic Church of St. Mary Magdalene in Toronto. Stephanie's first commission for the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir is a brand new piece called Echo, which premieres on November 5th at George Weston Recital Hall and November 7th at Kerner Hall in Toronto. The performances are part of the choir's 131st season. Isn't that wonderful to say? Celebrating Canadian artistry and choral excellence, and features baritone Russell Braun and soprano Charlotte Siegel and the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony. Stephanie, it is wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is going to be fun. Talk about new music.
I'll say. Now, tell me a little bit about Nothing Gold Can Stay before I get to the new piece. You were saying earlier that this is part of a trio of pieces?
Yeah, there are three choral pieces that go together, all on the poetry of Robert Frost.
Okay.
And it's all for a cappella choir. That was commissioned by the Elora Singers and Mark Vornin. So there is a video of that, which is how Jean-Sébastien actually discovered my work was from the YouTube. He saw this piece of music online and he programmed it for the National Youth Choir. And it's become kind of an alumni anthem for the National Youth Choir of Canada.
Oh, wonderful.
At the end of their programs, all of the alumni come up together and sing this song. So that we'll look forward to that at Podium, the choral conference that happens in Victoria, 2026 in May.
Lovely. And we were just speaking about the piece because I really wanted to hear, and so glad we had the opportunity to play this piece. And it just reminded me so much of the composer Healy Whelan.
Who did it?
Yes, it sure did. It just the stunning harmonies, gorgeous legato, and the beautiful blend of voices. And I remember singing Healy Whelan, Rise Up My Love.
Yes.
And I could hear this beautiful, beautiful music. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Yeah, Healy Whelan is definitely one of my big influences, a Canadian composer who died in 1968. I walked in his shoes for a while at the Church of St. Mary Magdalene and played the organ there and directed the choir. And that was a real springboard to launch into composition because there was an instrument that I could write music for and people who appreciated it very much and a gorgeous acoustic to sing into. So. Mm-hmm.
And now I understand that are you writing a book about Healy Whelan?
I can't say that I'm writing the book about him, but I'm compiling a book. I'm working in the Library and Archives Canada. That's the National Archive, where there is a huge collection of Healy Whelan's manuscripts and his correspondence. So I'm focusing on letters.
Mm-hmm.
He received correspondence from people all over the world. There are thousands of letters there. And in cursive writing, which is really hard for us to read these days. But I'm transcribing them and compiling them with a friend of mine, Julia Armstrong, from the Dictionary of Canadian Biography. And we're putting that all together. Our manuscript is, we're paring it down because it's like 600 pages.
Wow.
No one will publish it. So we're paring it down to something digestible. And hopefully that's going to make really interesting reading because it's kind of a snapshot of early Toronto and how people got jobs here, how people wrote back and forth, how they hung out at the Arts and Letters Club, and just how music, the whole business of making music happened in Toronto. So,
and how that would have inspired, that history would have inspired Healy Whelan's compositions.
Yes. Yeah. He talks quite a bit about his compositional process. When old students write back to him, they are interested in how he came up with his ideas, and he describes that in letters, which is gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of that, let's segue right into now your writing and how today's society and all of the culture that is going on today inspires and affects your composition.
Yep. Well, it certainly does. I think there is, for many reasons, a renewed interest in our Canadian expression through new classical music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for pioneers like Jean-Sébastien Vallée, who have created this composer-in-residence position. And I'm a composer. I'm a worker like any other worker. I want to know what my contract is for the next year, what I'm going to be doing. So to have that security and to be embraced by the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir community is something, it's very special, but it's also bolts and nuts necessary for us to make this ecosystem of music flourish. Mm-hmm. We need the composers, the conductors, the choir singers, the audience, the people who support our commissions. All of us are interdependent. So I think we're going to see a real flourishing of Canadian composition.
Yes. It would affect this whole thing about Canada having to have a new identity now and being more self-sufficient, I'm sure impacts your work.
Yeah, for sure it does. And I feel a real sense of solidarity between those of us who are composing, especially composing for choirs.
Yes.
I feel that we are very supportive of each other. We listen to each other's work. We help each other out.
Nice.
There is a very positive thinking. I guess that's maybe an element of Canadian identity, that we help each other.
Nice. I like that. Now, let's talk. Oh, my goodness. We've left out Echo.
Echo.
Which is the piece you've composed for the Mendelssohn Choir. Big premiere.
Yeah. Well, I was asked to compose a companion piece to Brahms' Requiem, Jean.
Beautiful.
Hello.
Beautiful.
So that's a piece that's been around for a while, and I have a long history with it myself. And when Jean-Sébastien asked me to do that, you know, I'm excited about that, but there's also a kind of weight of history there.
Sure.
And I wanted to pay homage to that amazing, great work, but also wanted to put a modern stamp on it and make something that spoke immediately to our 21st century audience. So I found the perfect poem, and it's by Christina Rossetti. And some of your listeners might know a poem that she wrote for a carol that we sing often at Christmas time in the bleak midwinter.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. And the nature of that poem is very immediate. It evokes a lot of images, and her poem Echo is similar. It talks about loss and memory, and how people we've lost, we can visit them again in our dreams.
Mm.
So my job was just to paint that poem in music. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I have the amazing Toronto Mendelssohn Choir.
Yeah, nice.
And members of the KW Symphony, which is really wonderful to see them.
They're fabulous.
Getting out and about.
Yes. Yep. They're such fine musicians, aren't they?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a nice treat, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
what's the hesitation
I would
here, Stephanie?
I would call it meat and potatoes. It's no treat. It's we need it. So
okay.
It's nourishment. Yeah,
I hear you.
Not a treat.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's all part of the ultimate expression, and makes a greater expression, therefore, when you can trust your players.
Oh, yeah. 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 You know who you're writing for. That's a big inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, of course, the main inspiration is the Brahms Requiem. And you know something? Your style of writing, your harmonies are very similar to Brahms. Sorry to break it to you. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And And there's significant homage to Brahms. In fact, the first two chords of my piece, when people come to the concert, they'll hear those two chords that are just kind of magical, that I asked Brahms if I could borrow those two chords.
Did you?
He's cool with that.
He was totally
so
fine, sure.
But then I launch into something that's more more personal and hopefully more 21st century.
Mm-hmm. And this is your first piece, but you also have two more pieces that you've composed for the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir.
Yes, at the Christmas concert, the Carol Festival of Carols, I've written on a text by Lucy Maud Montgomery.
Ah.
And in the spring, the text is by an Alberta poet, Robert Pinn.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there are two more pieces to come on the season.
Well, I'm excited to hear those. And Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today with us about these pieces.
It's been a delight. Thank you so much for having me.
We're thrilled to hear the world premiere of Echo at the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir's Brahms, A German Requiem concert, Wednesday, November 5th at the George Weston Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m. and Friday, November 7th at Kerner Hall at 7:30 p.m. For tickets and full details about the season, listeners can visit tmchoir.org. Thanks so much. I'm excited.
Me too.
Okay.
Thanks, Jean.
Bye-bye.